So on my last trip, I got to meet Sopani, and we had a conversation. Later, had a lunch at Spoon's, and I thought that was an inspiring story of a major funder happened to be from America during the time of COVID. Essentially bailed. Essentially said, "No, we can't do this anymore." But that didn't stop Spoons. That they said, "Wait a minute, we're not going to quit anyway." And so I thought that that's a story that should be shared, and that we should all hear that story and have an opportunity to learn something from it, and have some conversation there. So, without further ado, I will introduce you all to Sopani Mao, and welcome to the CLLC. I know it's your first time attending this group, but I think you'll find you're in with a group of friends. And if you choose to do screen sharing, it's readily available to you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ben, and very nice to see you again. And I look forward to see you in January, isn't it? You will be.
I'll be back in January. We'll speak a little more about that after we get into the second half of our meeting today.
Yes. So some of you, I noticed that I can see that I used to know, and some of you is very new. So I'm Supani, director at Spoons, and my colleague Lim's also being here is also to listen and answer some question is necessary. So I would like you to ask me regarding to challenge, what happened during COVID-19 and what so on. But I would like jump into a presentation a bit regarding to Spoon Cambodia organization and Spoon Cafe, what we are doing at the moment. Yeah, to deeply understand more details. I'm going to share my presentation. So we are called at the Spoon Cambodia at the moment, and thank you, Bill, for introduction. Originally, we are Ekbok Missions, and because our COVID-19 and make us change a lot regarding to our programs. So I'm going to go through with the Spoon Cambodia organizations. Yes, the history of Spoon Cambodia organization. We are from Ekbok Mission. Ekbok Mission is stand for everything gonna be okay. It is our original name. We started in 2009. Was started by Ben Chester. He used to a student at the Cornell University. He came across in Cambodia in 2008. He volunteered at the English teacher at one organization in Phnom Penh, and he visited Siem Reap, and then he recognized that in Siem Reap is many potential hospitality a job in here, but he seem feel that many of young adults, they don't have job, they don't have any specific goal in their life. So that's why he initiated this project to make sure that give opportunity to disadvantaged young adults who come from across different provinces in Cambodia to get a chance to continue their education with hospitality. And then every year we have 50 students. We had select from different provinces to join with our program for 1 year program. It is a free course of charge for them to stay with us. So this is that original. Unfortunately, like in 2020, because it's COVID-19, you know, everyone suffer. Spoon also rely on donor 100% of our funding. It from hospitality owner that come from USA and across the world. So when hospitality collapse, the border ban, so everything is very changed. So that's why our board, Ekbok Mission board, decided to step down and close Ekbok completely in 2020, December. It is very, very sad news that we don't really want to hear about it in that time. We Cambodian team, we saw that it's so important for our young generation. They really need our support because, as you know, that many, many young adults in Cambodia, they drop out school, they lack opportunity, and then so we still can see that it's a sport ACBOC mission is should be existing and continue our mission. So our Cambodian team decided to ask our ACBOC mission board to do transition. And then we follow their rule, we form boards on that time, like 1 week to form seven board to make sure that we have our shadow properly and then do a properly transition. So yeah, it's a bit hard time during that there. So it the decision is very risky for us because even though our previous founder and previous board, they had too many experience to find funding to support us for a long time, and then they has no choice to do that. But when we decided, it's risky for us. But we one thing that we would love to do is we really want to see ACBOC alive and continue our mission. So that's why we decided to hand out those thing, and then we localize our U.S. charity NGO becomes a local NGO and on that time. And then we are officially recognized by Ministry of Interior in 2021 in May. Yeah, so we cannot keep the same name, to be honest. We don't want to change the ACBOC mission, but because of ACBOC mission existing in U.S. charity already, so that's why they need to change the name. So we decided to put it the Spoon Cambodia Organization Identities. Our mission and vision is from ACBOC. We don't have any change. So we want to see our students, we have an equal opportunity and gain independent able to shape in their lives. And then our mission is provide this one take Cambodia young adults to be self-support with education, training, employment opportunities regarding to hospitality industry. And we also want our students to be living independent, to be a youth who have a high responsibility when they are graduate from Spoon Cambodia and living in their own. Yeah, this is our new organization structure. We have admin, we have our program manager that run our Spoon Cafe restaurant. We have fundraising and marketing manager, DMC, he is here. We also give many opportunity intern to students who are studying at the university to join our team, and then they can learn more about a practical in our organizations. Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier that the education and economy for young adults is still the mid, and our citizen is still have like income less than $1.25 a day. So we think really need a more specific job for them. And also COVID pandemic, it's a part that is limit opportunity for find job, and job market very low on that time, especially during a part of the Cambodia tourism industry as well. So this is why we would love to continue our mission, because we believe that after COVID-19, tourism will come back again, and then we lost so many manpower regarding tourism industry. So I think Spoon and ACBOC mission is still a part of to support to a community, not only young adult, as well as for a manpower that support to hospitality industry. Yeah, so our target, we don't really specify which province. So we gather students from different provinces, but we focus a lot to Ratanakiri, Mandalkiri, Kracheh, and Steng Prang, Pravihi, Mantimin Jai, and another and especially for any person who come from a remote area, we really want to approach them and then get them to our school. So this is our target areas. And for application criteria, it's very easy for our learning center. They are just 18 to 24 years old. They come from a poor family that we go to visit their home, and then we do evaluation in there. They have high motivation and understand about hospitality industry. And we give priority to women and drop out of school, young adult. Also, we don't really focus much on English or anything else. We just focus on they can read and write in Khmer. So the candidate can join like 3-hour session to understand about hospitality program, and then also our own Cambodia program. So this is what requirement. At the moment, we host the 3 projects. So one is pre-skilling. Pre-skilling, it means that the student that they zero skill and we bring from the community and then join with us with a 12-month program with food and beverage survey, culinary, as well as housekeeping program. And second project, we have alumni support. We never drop them behind. So alumni, it is a kind of project that we try to find more opportunity for them. For example, we try to have some support with their English class, professional development, mean that want them to get more higher expectation on their career from like normal staff to be senior staff, as well as IT skill is also important for them if they want to be get promoted to be the leader or senior roles. And third one is social enterprise. We run social enterprise to make sure our students get in-house practice enough before they do a 4 or 5 month internship at the 4 or 5-star hotel in Siem Reap and extend it to another provinces. Yeah. So about our pre-skilling, we call project is hospitality development program. It is 12 months, full-time vocational training. Our goal is to provide students with competency they need success to own hospitality industry, plus also life skill program, English program, IT skill program, environmental awareness program as well for them. Yes, and we focus to three skills, but our students, they are decide to join with housekeeping, so they get extra food and beverage survey concentration. But if they want to achieve their goal with culinary concentration, so they study for 1 year program with this subject. Yeah, so it's our program is when they join our program, it first week is orientation. Second course is a hospitality course, and for the next 20 weeks with a concentration course, midterm exam, internship for 10 weeks, internship for 11 weeks, final exam, job placement training. We provide them job placement to make sure they know how to write CV, they know how to write cover letter, prepare their CV, how to do interview properly, and then how to read contract and everything regarding to make them safe at the workplace, graduate there, and then we find job for them. Yeah, and we have small course also. We provide like short course for 3 months. It's a basic barista training because some students, they cannot stay with us for 1 year because their family financial crisis. So they need very short term as a training. So we provide them short term course. And this is a part of our training as well. So after a 3-month course with barista training at Spoon, they go to internship for 1 month and then they find job. Yeah, and we provide also another community local tourism. Also, they bring them to a Spoon Cafe to train them regarding to food safety and hygiene, as well as some recipe that we provide them with the hospitality. Because as you know, if you go visit with the community tourism, like local, you might not get like hospitality in there yet. So we would like to contribute to the community base. So last time we provide to 4 provinces with 19 sites that they very happy, and then they follow our instruction. And we create a Telegram group that we can share with them, and then they can share with us what they learn, what they practice in their tourism place. Yeah, this is alumni support that we made since COVID-19. We use Zoom to give them more support, we motivate them, and then continue with English program professional development on that time as well. Yeah, it's a highlight some home visit evaluation activity because we need to reach out our student home. I believe that our donor and sponsor, they really want to see it their money, it go to the people who the most need us. Yeah, there is some activity also that we provide them IT skill, ACE class, English class, and also intensive program. We have a life skill program. Besides, as a concentrate on the skill, we provide them, want them to understand about a personal goal, environmental awareness, group discussion. Also, we join with the clinic, city cleaning with other NGO as well. That is a part that we want our students go back to the community with a higher responsibility, young adult after graduate. Yeah, and we are we have our own garden that grown by our students, and then to make sure they learn how to sustain, as well as they should know about how to grow their garden itself in the future by themselves. Yeah, we don't use plastic here, so we are plastic free, so our students really understand from our concept. So they don't dare to bring plastic to the learning center because it is our rules. Yeah, it is some high life regarding when they are going to do intensive, and not here, we would like them to play and learn. So we bring them somewhere that they can play and enjoy as well as learn together. Yes, highlight some hotel partner training. Yeah, this is a dormitory for our students. So we provide them hygiene supply, living supply, and uniform, as well as we provide them the properly house to make sure that they are secure when they are living with us. Yeah, we provide them buy and helmet because they need to do internship, they need to go to market to buy some food. So that's why they need transportation stuff. And any problem, any difficulty with them, they can join, they can come to access with our social team to help them regarding to motivation, either any problem with their personal. Yeah, here is a mock interview. So it's one part of the job placement training. So we invite HR manager from hotel to school, and then do like real interview with our student. Also make them more confident on their interview when they are the real job interview, as well as to get to know with HRM. It's also opportunity for them to get jobs in the same time. Yeah, so the result at the moment since 2009 until now, so we graduate 480, and after alumni survey in 2022, so 90% of our students is still working in hospitality. It is very great news for us, and 100% of our students, they are graduate from us and they get job within a month. Yeah, and I would like to highlight very quickly regarding to our social enterprise. It is a Spoon Cafe restaurant. It's in Siem Reap. It's behind Wat Dam Nat. If you come to Siem Reap, feel free to visit us. Yeah, so our main purpose is open Spoon Cafe because we want the space is a place for our students to have their in-hand teaching before they go to intensive. You know, students, they break class, they play, they break flat, and then they can break in our home better than break at an intensive 4-5-star hotel. So that's why this is the place where the student, they can practice as much as they can. And we also keep play here as a community place. Everyone can come to join to meet and have a meeting, have a workshop, and have any seminar, as well as also some ceremony, graduation. They can use our space to be the space to conduct those activities. And we start in 2016. Our mission, like I mentioned earlier, so we want to bring Cambodian food to people who dining with spoon, and we want them to get like good service, like Cambodian service style, as well as with the good food with the hygiene standard in here also. And our very important mission also is to get some revenue to support our Spoon Cambodia organization activity. You know, we don't really want to rely 100% on our funder or our donor. So we would like to find some revenue to support our program. It's a part of our mission too. Yeah. So our value here is Spoon can be like famous now at the moment because we are bamboo sustainability. We use bamboo to make our to build our restaurant, and then we are environmental protection. We don't use plastic at our learning center as well as at our restaurant. It's a part of learn for community as well. And then our food is a Khmer cuisine. We try to bring more Khmer cuisine to the people, and we try to have our homegrown because we would like to minimize waste. You know, when the waste in the kitchen, waste in the bar, so we can bring it to be compost and then bring compost to grow our own vegetables. We have some local product from a community also to launching here. Yeah, and a community space for the training and other activity. We used to be like Trip Advisor number one in 2018, excellent one, and we want to bring it this opportunity and this reputation after COVID-19 again. Yeah, so this is what we can do at Spoon at the moment. And we have our team, we have a very small team, 100% of our team, we are Khmer. Yeah, thank you so much. If you have any question, please let me know.
So Pani, that was a very interesting and stimulating presentation. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and then we'll turn it over to anyone else that would. You were faced with what I would call a crisis situation when COVID hit, and your biggest, maybe your only donor pulled out. Would have been easy to just say, doggone it, hate to see that happen, and let it happen. But tell us a story. Where did the energy come from? Where did the resolve come from to say, we don't have any money, but we're not going to quit?
I would say it's a team spirit. Team spirit is so important. So we can break the challenge and obstacle and everything. And when our founder, they announced officially, I remember that on that time, he said that it's so emotional. He was not have any intention to close Spoon Eggbox on that time. But I can see this is very guys and everyone suffer, so I can understand and can see his way on that time. But everyone in team in Cambodian, and they said that we can do something else. We can do something else. We reuse budget. We reuse salary. Our team. We reuse some activity to make Xbox alive. So what we really willing to do so. So our team is raised hand together that we would love to continue Spoon and Xbox mission, and to make Ben very, very emotional on that time. And he really, really excited to hear that we are want to take over and then lead. We don't know what happened. We don't know what we need to do because we never lead organization in our lives. Even though our team, they trust me to be a director, but I'm not really keen to lead one organization independently in my life. So it's not easy, but you know, when you love something, you never stop. Nothing can stop us to love something that we would love to love. And our team behind, they decided to deduct their salary by their own. They said, oh, I take only part of this just for renting house and anything. The rest, I don't care. Just go, Bong, just go. So this is what is make me more energy to go. And then also community support. When I reach out to community people, they said that, no, you don't stop it, just let go. We will support you some part. So it's not about financial support, but it's some part of knowledge, some part of skill that they have. And then our servant board member, they also super active as well on that time to bring me more idea and bring more me more with the settled in as a local NGO on that time. So everything comes through. And even though our previous board, they still support us to do like properly transactions. So this is the part that we do together to make a Spoon a very unique, and I'll put a lot of love together in there.
Well, that's an inspiring story. And I want to also comment on something else and another reason that I really wanted you to present to this group, because when we do our workshops, and many of you have heard me talk about this, maybe some of you haven't yet, about sustainability, that it's really about three facets, three pillars of sustainability: financial, leadership, and talented staff. Your story demonstrates the strength of all three. But I wanted to particularly comment on the financial, because in our way of thinking about financial sustainability, we really can only think of three ways to get money. First way is you get somebody to give it to you. A donor, a foundation, a grant, however you can do it. The second way is through local community support. Challenging in Cambodia, challenging when we're working with impoverished communities, but not impossible. And the third way, in addition to getting somebody to give you money or getting the community to support you, is earn some money. And the two organization structure that you've set up, one is a social enterprise and a non-government organization, and the second is a for-profit company, the proceeds of which supports your NGO. You earn some money. And you're a living illustration of part of the financial model that So Paul and I and my partner Peter all coach about. And I see it happening elsewhere. For example, Salin, who's in the room now at Human and Hope Association, they're doing something similar. They're going to have Human and Hope Association as the NGO. They're also going to have a separate sewing business, which will be a taxable private enterprise company. And so I think it's important for all of us, me included, I'm always learning as I do this, but for all of us to see some good living examples of people who are working on all three facets of how we get money. We get somebody to give it to us, we get the community to help us, or we earn it. And I'm very pleased that you made your presentation and that you're a good role model for us, Supani. We're proud of you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again when I return in January and finding ways that Sopal and I can work together with you.
Yeah, it's very good to highlight all those things. For me also, I would like our member here to be learned. Sometimes we don't think that we can do it, but you know, inside you, we have like very secret power that you don't really express it yet. So when you express it and it's become very power, and it's a very good positive to our community. Like our team, we never think that we can do this, but we just never give up and let's try. If you don't go, you don't get. So this is so the most important for us to initiate it. It's the first time for our vocational training school that led by Cambodian team and independently like us at the moment. But we have to continue more. We have to be very strategic plan in the future, because now Spoon very good with revenue during high season. At the moment, we are super busy and full every day. But how are we going to do in the next future, like next year, in 2-3 years, to make sure that we are secure financed by our revenue to our organization? Because it's very helpful.
You just raised two more really interesting conversations, which we won't pursue this morning. But you've talked about a team spirit that is powerful. And that would be another interesting conversation of how that team spirit came about. How was it cultivated and how is it maintained? Don't get into it yet or now, but that's another conversation. And the other conversation you've started, but we're not going to finish this morning, is the importance of strategic planning, the importance of being really, really focused on where we're going and how do we get the whole team aligned with that strategic planning. So Paul and I talked to a lot of the people in this room about that very issue, and it's nice to see somebody that's doing that. So would you stop your screen share now so that I can have a full screen full of faces? Thank you. And okay. I've already monopolized some of the question and answer time here. So I want to make sure that some others have a chance. I've gotten a couple of comments on the in the chat room, just saying what an interesting conversation, what a wonderful presentation. Who has a comment or a question that they would like to share with the group?
Susley Bong, hello.
Yeah, Makara.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Bong and Spoon. Do you still at the same place where Ebok was?
Yeah.
Still the same location, the same.
We are the same location, the same people. Many Cambodian is still here now.
Just new name. Thank you, Bong.
Who else has a comment or a question for Sopani?
Good morning, dear. Good morning, Ms. Sopani. My name is Nu from CCDO.
Welcome.
As Mr. Lin said, recently joined the meeting as he on a mission to Badenbo. So I am a representative from CCDO today. Thank you for the interesting presentation from Spoons, Cambodia. I have two questions about how many students do you receive per year for livelihood education? So do you have a homestay for adults who come from the countryside for them to stay? Any other support for them? Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's so important question. So our student, our capacity, we can put 50 students. Before COVID-19, we have 50 students every year. But because during COVID-19, we are minimize our project. So we have like 12-month program. We have only 10 students in 2021-2022. And we have 40 students with barista students. So it's totally 50 again, but it's a different model. In now currently we our students joined with us a few weeks ago. We can be able to recruit 20 students come from different provinces in Cambodia. Now they are learn at the learning center, they study English, computer, and they start with hospitality program a little bit at the moment. We provide them full support. We provide them accommodation. We provide them uniform, living supply, insurance for 1 year, and bicycle, and everything during they are living with us. So they don't need to pay anything for 12 months with us, but they have to have very, very high commitment. They cannot drop out from our school until they in the end of the program. And then we find job for them. In 1 month, find job for them. We make sure they have, they are able to renting room. They have their own stipend to support their own food from their first job. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, thank you very much. It's very, very clear. So I have short screen of your contact number and your name. So if I met some girl or boy in the rural area, so I will share it to them and they can contact you for information about the school and how they can apply for the scholarship to study with the Spoon.
Yeah, I send my phone number through a chat box, so you can copy and save, and with Telegram too. Yeah,
thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, I saw Magda raise her hand.
Makara, did you have another question?
No question, just sum up with the phone number that is sent in the message.
Ah, very good.
Okay.
Who else has some questions or some? Ariel, you have
Ariel.
Ariel.
Yes, hi, Sofani, nice to meet you. And I have a question about the issue with students who might want to drop out or might need to drop out. So what kind of, what are the steps when you have a student who is having difficulty committing before completion of the project of the program? How do you encourage them, but also in terms of staff and support, how do you keep them engaged, keep them interested, and keep them hopefully until the completion of the program?
To be honest, we don't have many problem with the dropout student, because when we start our program, we have education team to provide vocational training support, and we have our social team to support with emotional and family problem, either their personal problem during they are arriving. we start with them when they are arriving. We don't really focus on studying. One week with us, so we play a lot. We have a lot energizing game. We have a lot introduction and getting to know each other, and then bring them more team building. So this is first start. And our student, we give them independent life. So when they start with us, they have to discuss each other in group. So how they would like to living together with the happy life. So they set up their goal, they set up their rule by themselves, and then they also have discipline by themselves as well. So for example, at Spoon, when they are arriving, so we give them 100 points, meaning that 100 point, 100 score is their life to living at Spoon. So they have to keep 100 points in their hand. And we have a rule. So they set up their rule by the group of the students, and then they have to stamp to sign on the rule. It is what they agree to living together. So this is the first thing that we do with them. And then they have to hold 100 score for 12 months. Yeah, the score will be deducted when they forget helmet, wearing helmet, when they forget submit assignment, when they say polite to their group. So we deduct the score. So the score may be very limited or probation when they are low until 65. So it's we will put them to probation. So look like you are working. So when you cannot gain more probation, or you have to leave the program, it depends on your personality or your attitude. So at 65, so our social worker, they will work closely with them, with her or him, to improve more. Let them know, hello, now you have only 65, it is a probation score. So you need to make sure your score is about 65 to make you more potential and not on the red cross. And if you are still wrong or make a mistake again, so under 65, so you auto and completely leave our program without any discussion. So this is all rule we already talked in the beginning of the year. We don't talk when they make mistake. So they know everything. Some students knock the door of social worker and tell, hey, teacher, I'm wrong now. So today I have to be fine, like $5 with 5 score, because this is what they set up in the beginning of the year. And in our contract, we don't really rely on contract, to be honest. But in contract, we mentioned to them, they have to work and study with us for 1 year. And then get signed by their parents, get signed by a village chief and community chief. So this is what they agree with us during in the beginning when they tell them that they are get scholarship from Spoon. And then they need to those sign and then bring back those. And if they have any problem, we bring this contract plus with the score and anything, and put on a table and say, have a look what we need, we use to discuss each other in advance. And so they know. But normally we don't have any dropout, to be honest. We implement 10, 11 years, we have only 3 student dropouts. It's not because they are make any, they want to go back home, but it is because we fire them.
So 3 people in 11 years have just failed to meet the standards that were agreed upon. That's pretty good.
Very track encouraging. Record. That's incredible. That's actually it's encouraging and inspirational. I think that's a nice.
Yeah.
It's a really good turnaround. You know?
Well, yeah. I can understand why you asked that question, Ariel, because you've got that issue of kids who are coming into your youth programs, and they've got a lot of life pressures on them. I think your dropout rate has been a little higher than hers. And Maybe you've got some, maybe there's some ideas there, because.
Well, that's exactly why I asked. Yeah.
I like
this point system very much, because it reminds me of some of my favorite teachers when I was growing up, especially when I was younger, had a similar kind of program or situation in class where everyone starts out equal. And then you see over time when people behave, you know, like you're saying, they complete their assignments, they do everything as expected, they keep their points. But if they perform a little bit less because of whatever, they lose a point here, lose two or three points because of other things. I have a question about you. You mentioned lots of ways to lose points, but are there ways to gain points? Can you kind of go up in the scale as opposed to just going down when something is not standard?
Yeah, so if they are low point until a probation step, so our social worker will work with them closely. So we give them some assignment. For example, read more book, like 1 week a book. So we have libraries, they choose their book and then they notice with the social worker. We have our probation form. So they will discuss with our social worker. They want to gain point or what their commitment look like. And 100 sure they really want to gain points. So if they want to gain point, we have like activity step. So activity step like reading, either they do extra activity, like they clean bathroom, they have to cut grass around the building. And then they might work at the restaurant longer than anyone to show off their commitment. But anything that they do, we keep an eye and look at them to make sure that it's fair enough for them. When they do good, we give them back like 70 points back, like they are about the probation. Yeah, we give them like 1 month to 2 weeks to 1 month to get back.
Great, thank you so much. Thank you for making that clear. That's a very good solution.
I expect you're going to get some people asking you more questions outside of this conversation.
I'm happy. Area, when you are here in Siem Reap, just come to see me and have a coffee and I'll give you more behavior management system.
Excellent. Who else has a question for Sopani?
Okay, Satiria on.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I am Satiria from Happy Empowering Youth. And hello, Bong Sopani. Nice to meet you again. I would like to ask what was the main challenge when you localized your NGO into a local NGO, like from international into the local NGO? And how did you overcome it?
I'm not overcome it yet. It's still my challenge. Yeah, thank you so much. It's a very difficult question. For the most challenges of us, we not really have enough confidence to do it yet, you know? So I don't have any experience to do fundraising. I don't have any experience to get a donation channel from another country to Cambodia. I not really understand about how donor will expect from we as a implementation NGO. And so those many things with the fundraising side, so make me more crazy on that. I completely not really understand what's going on. So when you are on top of the organization and you need to think a lot regarding to financial situation and financial analysis to make sure your team and your activity is aligned. So this is very, very challenging. It's a part of my time that I have to spend long hour to go back to our donor list, go back to our channel before. And when USA NGO and the charity and then local charity, completely different when you get sponsored. So you have to do very different channel to make sure that you get transparency and accountability enough to show our donor, to build trust with them, to make sure they they trust us and then allow us to use their money with our own project. And second thing is about our legal document, you know. So we need to close Xbox mission, and then we need to open the new organization, new image. So even though one paper from the government, you need long time. But for Spoon, you need to register as a local NGO under Ministry of Interior. You need to register your program, vocational training under Ministry of Labor and Vocational Training. You work with the tourism industry. You have to work with the Ministry of Tourism to get MOU with them to, as a hospitality schools. And many, many different things that we have to reconnect to our NGO network, our committee and different provinces to rely and trust us, that make sure that they believe us, the Xbox mission is Spoon Cambodia now. You may, it's so many things need to be done in the same time, and set up accounting and put it everything, transparency and accountability in place. It also another challenge for us that is a very new for me as well. Yeah, and also run organization properly. We have HR, we have finance, we have our head department program running to make sure that we reach out to the student who need us. So it is also another challenge also. But I think not in the end of the day, if you are commit, if you are want to make it existing, and everything it will be happen in a different way. And I have very lucky because I have many different people around, surrounded by support me with a different thing. And they are happy to support some. For example, set up IT, you know, I have TDSO, Mr. Mark, he support me everything with email, with receive online website and everything. He support me without any charge. And another, our chef in Siem Reap, that he support us in the kitchen to make sure it our kitchen function properly and standard and no charge. And some HR person that they come to give me some idea regarding to run it properly in the part of human resources. But we need us to open to learn. So we need us to sit down with them and then listen to them, and then what is really fit to us and what really don't fit to us, what they share with. So that's why we have to play around to make sure it benefit to organization.
Excellent, excellent question and quite a good response. It's not easy, but it gets easier when we have help, that we can't do everything alone. And in this group, you haven't been here enough to hear us say it, but we say often is we all get better, smarter, faster when we work together and share information.
And
so there's a lot of help in the room. And you've certainly pitched in with your share of it here this morning. One time for one more question or comment before we move on. Who wants to get the last slot here?
Salim, straight
up. Salim's got his. Oh, we have two hands up. Okay, let's Salim first, and then Srirath will follow.
Hello, Bong, Sapani. Thank you very much for your powerful presentation and also emotional when we hear your story. Yeah, I want to ask the question regarding to your social enterprise, as you are head of AHA. So we just started social enterprise. So can you tell us what challenges you have faced during the beginning, and then what will you expect your social enterprise to be, as you said, like to secure finance for the NGO? And can you tell us some how you can do it? Because it is some kind of footstep for AHA to follow as well.
Yeah, very good question. For social enterprise, when I start, you know, I'm background from sociology. I'm not from a business background. Something that we need to understand is we have to take out our head NGO. You have to release yourself from NGO first. You have to put yourself to be like businessman or businesswoman. And you take out your head off first, and then you think if you are business or you are entrepreneur, so what you want your business to be. So this is a question. And then you have to learn how to run business, how to make a business plan, how to manage with budget. Financial management is so important when you run. For example, I'm from my side, and I have to understand when I run business single day, how much I expand for day with the human resource, like cost, also good soul also, and also other like accidentally expensive that you need to think about. So how much you earn per day and how much you expend per day. Don't think too long, just think a single day. Because sometimes we not a business man and woman, so sometimes we cannot see something like too long. But think like today, for example, per day you expend to your staff like $100, and you expand to a good also might be like $50. So per day, if you have to expand $150, so how much you going to earn back? Yeah, if today you earn $150, so you break even. It's very easy. But if you are less than $150, you lost. And then if you earn to $200, so you earn $50. So it's very easy, but you don't think too much. But before do so, you have to calculate the cost, human resource cost, how many staff that you have on social enterprise, electricity, another staff, extra staff like decoration and everything, and how much is it? Yeah, and then you have to do like margin on your product as well. How percentage you do margin on that. Also you tell your team. You tell your team, don't think that you are NGO. Maybe they think that if they are NGO, you don't really care, or it loves NGO will cover expense. So it's okay. So they not really commit to sell their product, to commit to make their product unique and quality. So that's why I told you that take out the NGO, because I used to be like NGO working, rely on donor funding. I don't really care much about expense, but I just care how I run activity or project smoothly to donor, to make sure donor trust what that money expended go to what they want. But when we are the business, we have to think to let our team know that every single dollar that we expand it from the customer. So they have to make sure make customer happy and make them feel more trust and then come back again. Yeah, so, but I can discuss with you more like this regarding to business plan, strategy plan, 3 year, and how you can see on your budget and what you're going to increase your sales, something like that. It's a bit long story. But for the basic right now, you have to calculate how much you're going to expand per day with your business, social enterprise business, and how much you expect to earn per day. And then those you will see that you lose or you earn.
Okay, thank you for your recommendation. Very useful for us. Thank you.
That's useful information for you, I believe, Salin, because I think Sopani is just a few meters ahead of you down this trail
of yeah.
social enterprise. And we can always learn from the people who are just a little ahead of us. They've already gone through some of the challenges that we find ourselves facing. Great question. Sir Rath had one from CFI, Bottom Bob.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone, and long Sopani. Yes, thank you so much for presentation today is very good and really interesting presentation. I had two questions related to your program. Like, do you have the timeline for recruitment students? And one more is how do you get the student from the province, not from Siem Reap?
Thank you so much. So now we full already. So our program start, and a new recruitment start in March. So you can reach us in March. So application and announcement be released in March, and our program start every year in November. Yeah, and how we recruit students. So the student, we works a lot with a different NGO, like local NGO who work with the different provinces. We reaching them, we do like NGO partner meeting to let them know we are announced regarding to our recruitment. We working a lot with the Department of Tourism because we are part of hospitality school. So we have a different Department of Tourism come to Spoon and they know Spoon very well. And they understand about how sanification regarding to hospitality vocational training. So they spread the word to the young adult who living in the remote areas. And also they help us to work with the community chief, village chief, to announce regarding to what our highest requirement criteria. And then they reach out those young adults and then they refer all to Spoons. And we work a lot with a school, high school, like we go to Ratanakiri, Manokiri, most of the time we go to dormitory at those school, and then we spread our presentation to them and then share what we have. So many students from Ratanakiri graduate from Spoon, and then they work at 4-5-star hotel in Phnom Penh, and they have very good life. Yeah.
Thank you.
Did that answer both of your questions? Did you get both of your questions answered?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Well, Sopani, thank you so much for the time and energy that you put into your presentation today. You bring great value to the group. You're relatively new to us. You're relatively new to Sopal and me, and it's wonderful to have you part of this group and look forward to continuing to work together.
Yes. Yeah. So that's all from my side, isn't it? So I can let you guys have a meeting.
All right. Well, you're welcome to stay and listen. I'm going to stop the recording at this point.